It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Alyssa Potter. She is a prevention specialist, and every month they do these cool community connections, and they try and like bounce them around from school to school in our area to try and hit all the neighborhoods and all the cities and towns that are in Carbon County. And this one is a really fun one, because it is a bowling night, and I don't know anybody that doesn't like to get out there and just go bowling and have fun. Plus, it ties in with Parents Empowered, and January is a big month for them, so we're going to talk about all of that. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So let's, like I said, talk about the community connections, because you guys have been doing those for the last couple of years, two or three years?
It's been the last year. We started them last January. And the CARE Coalition, our vision is building connections to strengthen community. And so if we can bring everyone out and have free events where you can come and spend time in your community, we can strengthen relationships and overall be a healthier community.
And this one, like I said, you guys usually will do them at schools and kind of bounce them around throughout the schools in Carbon County and stuff.
Yes.
But this one's completely different. It's a lot of fun, and it's going to be a bowling night, because it's really sponsored by Parents Empowered. And January is a big month for them, isn't it?
Yeah, Parents Empowered month is January. And what Parents Empowered is it's the statewide campaign to reduce underage drinking. And they focus on using the strength of the parents' impact on their children and making sure that parents are communicating, because the number one reason children choose not to drink is their parents' strong disapproval.
And the thing about that is, and I think we've all seen the Parents Empowered commercials on TV, mm-hmm. and those kind of things, but there are also, research-based facts in that when, there's a certain age group that if you're hitting them at that time and letting them know, hey, we don't approve of this.
Yes. No? Yeah. So Parents Empowered provides tools and information on how to talk to your kids at any age. But the recommended age to start is between 9 and 13. Those are the golden numbers, they say. If you can talk to them before at those ages, before they get into the later grades, you'll have more impact, so that they're prepared and they know what you expect and they know what's to come if they are ever offered alcohol.
Because, it's hard to believe that there are kids that still feel this way. Mm-hmm. But they've come out and they said, what's the number one reason that kids choose not to drink?
It's parents' strong disapproval.
And it's hard to believe that, they still listen to us every now and then.
It is. You think that, you're on deaf ears. But no, it's a huge impact. And it's not just talking once. It's having little chats over the years. You have to keep the conversation going. And make it relevant. When you start it out, it can be as simple as just talking about what's healthy for your body and what's not, and explaining it that way.
And then the other thing that we always look at is, there's always a big emphasis. There was when my kids were growing up it's important to have that reconnect time, even if it's just a half hour, 45 minutes to sit down and have a meal and do the reconnecting and maybe planning fun things to do together and stuff like that. That's still a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. So it's proven that if you spend time together having fun in your child's world, they'll be more inclined to listen when you're talking about the serious stuff. So that's where we're bringing in the bowling, is to have you come out with your family, have a fun time, bond together, and just strengthen that foundation so that they feel connected and rely on you when they make the hard decisions.
And I mean, there are a lot of reasons, but why is preventing underage drinking really, really important?
Yeah, so it protects the child's future. Alcohol can affect young, still developing brains very differently than adults' brains. So impairing proper development and increasing risks for addiction, depression, suicide, injury, violence, even academic problems and more. So, for the youth in our community, from the Student Health Risk and Prevention Survey, also the SHARP survey, the data shows us that our youth are 3% higher than the state average for past 30-day alcohol use. And recent law enforcement data provided to us by Sheriff Jeff Wood of Carbon County showed that they have an uptick in underage DUIs. So we want to improve our community's health and safety as a whole. And one of the best ways to do that is start in the homes. Have our parents talk to our kids often and early so that you can see the impacts that your clear rules and expectations can have.
And so let's talk now about the event itself, because once again, this is going to be a lot of fun. Get the whole family out, get everybody together, and just go bowling. So when is this coming up, and what do we need to do as far as, you know, if we want to go to it and those kinds of things?
Yes. So we're really excited. We're thankful for Gateway Lanes. Linda and Frank Morelli partnered with us to provide the bowling alley on January 27th. It's a Saturday, and it'll be from 4 to 7 p.m. And it's, you know, come out and your bowling is free. Spend time together. Have fun. Just come. You don't have to register or anything like that. We'll do our best to group smaller families together so that we can get as many families on the lanes as possible. But the only stipulation is just that you have to have your family with you.
You have to have your family, and I would assume you have to have fun.
Yes.
That's all there is to that. Yes. Now, if anybody wants more information about this, or even information about kids and the risks and everything that they're facing when it comes to alcohol and those kinds of things, where can they go? What do they need to do?
So you can go to parentsempowered.org to find out more about the Parents Empowered campaign and what you can do and tools and resources. And then you can also follow the Care Coalition on Care and the number 4 Carbon on Facebook. That's the one of the best ways that you'll find out where all of our free events are, because like we said, they'll be happening monthly, so you want to follow.
All right. So once again, the family bowling night coming up at Gateway Lanes in Helper. This is January 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. Take your whole family and go out and have a good time, just enjoying each other and being around and kind of maybe reconnecting a little bit. We all fall aside especially after the holidays. It seems like, you know, there was so much going on during the holidays that we didn't necessarily worry about it.
Yep.
But now it's starting to kind of maybe get back into the regular grind,
mm-hmm.
and we forget that family unit is important and we need to take care of it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Alyssa, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.